Hello and welcome to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. It's John Manning here from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. I hope everyone is doing well. Every couple of weeks on MKFM, we do a mental health hour, which has kind of turned into more of a half an hour now that we're in lockdown. Even though it's easing, we're unable to get into the studio. So really, really lucky to bring guests into my front room to talk about different topics related to our mental health. And hopefully anyone listening can take some practical steps away in order to improve their well-being, manage their well-being, and make sure that we're able to actively do something to improve our mental health. So for anyone that doesn't know Arthur Ellis, Arthur Ellis is my organisation. We're in Milton Keynes. And we're a community organisation that provides one-to-one and group support to children from the age of 8 years old upwards to the elderly community and adult community. I think our oldest mentee at the minute is around 91 years old. So anyone can come to us for support. We see you within 1 week. And at the moment in Milton Keynes, throughout the coronavirus, we've expanded so much. We're supporting over 200 people now. So thank you for everyone who's come to us to get some support. So we have Kirsty on the show today, and I'm very lucky to have Kirsty on to talk about nature. And it might be something that people don't necessarily consider for their mental health a lot of the time, but it's something that's really, really important. So we're going to explore that. And I should also really mention our sponsors, which is 123 Internet Group, who help us massively. And they've been really pivotal in helping keep this show going throughout this strange time, as well as MKFM for all of their support. So, hello, Kirsty. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, John. Thanks. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you. Very well.
Good stuff. So, who's Kirsty? What's what brings you here, like nature? I know that you've got a professional role, but also you do volunteering on the side of that. So what do you do day to day?
My day to day is working alongside my partner. We have an IT marketing and web design company. But as we've met before, haven't we, through my voluntary work, because it informs so much of my life now. I worked for big corporates most of my life, to be honest, and it was only a couple of years ago that I took the leap to work with my partner, which has allowed me to do more voluntary work outside of those kind of evenings and weekends that it was before. I can actually fit it into my day a little bit better. So the voluntary work I do is with Transition Town Milton Keynes, and we're trying to establish community gardens across Milton Keynes. And that is solely about working with nature, because the idea is that we're creating more permanent cultures. The actual kind of philosophy is permaculture, working with nature, so that we can I don't know, serve the local community, so that people can look after each other as well as grow their own food and just generally be more mindful of their environment.
Amazing. And that's been going on for quite a while now that you've been doing this permaculture community gardens in Milton Keynes? When did that start?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a couple of years actually. I think it was 2017, I think we started, but then it's been very, very slow because we're all volunteers. And we started at Westbury Arts Centre, so that's our base, and over there we have a demonstration forest garden that we managed to establish with the help of a grant from the Community Foundation, so that helped us get a few of the plants in, and now we have volunteers coming from all over the place to help out on our garden work parties every month.
Amazing. And in relation to mental health and well-being, we're going to explore more about the benefits to our mental health that nature has. But from your point of view, what does nature do for us? What are the benefits that you've seen? Why is it important? what have you been able to find out about it since you've been doing this amazing work?
I think I've appreciated nature since I was really young, because I grew up in one of the villages outside of Milton Keynes, so would actually be able to play out in the fields and things. Yeah. So I've had that, and I feel really lucky to have had it, because I think I've grown up with an appreciation of how nature is really good, not just for your mind and your body, but as hippie as it sounds, but for your soul as well. You know, I really think it's a therapeutic experience to get in touch with nature, whether that's just putting your hands in the soil or sitting back and, I don't know, watching the clouds go by and you hear the swifts overhead screaming. You know, these things are just, I think it's really magical. And I think if you take the time to tap into it, you can really appreciate how nature informs absolutely everything. You know, I really think we can learn a lot from it in terms of how we live our lives. You know, and the example I was talking about earlier was with regard to waste, how, yeah, you know, our society today, we're so wasteful. We literally have a system where we buy something, we use it, and we throw it away, and then that just is left to pollute the planet. You look to nature, what does it do? And you see that there's no waste. Everything's recycled. You know, I think we could just learn a lot just by, you know, slowing down a little bit and appreciating what it can show us really discreetly. There's no shouting about it. It's just, let it do its thing, like we've seen over the pandemic, and my goodness, it's amazing.
Yeah, I just had an image of the Lion King, Mustafa talking to Simba and saying that it's all about the circle of life, and that's so true, and it's about engaging with that, and it can have some incredible benefits. So we're going to talk about that after a little bit of a break, and talk about how nature is so important for us and how people can start to get engaged with it and be more mindful of building it into their lives. So we're going to have a look at that right after this little short break.
The MK Mental Health Hour with 123 Internet Group.
MKFM.
So welcome back to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. It's John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. And we're here with Kirsty Forshaw, who is community gardening connoisseur, if that's a good term, in your voluntary capacity. So thanks very much for joining us, Kirsty. And we're talking about nature today, how it can benefit our mental health, how it can benefit our well-being. And we did a show a few weeks ago now with our very own Jess Dell, talking about protective factors. Protective factors are all these little things that we do that support our well-being or protect our well-being. So if we are having a particularly negative time, or we feel a bit unmotivated one day, we might be able to turn to exercise, or we might be able to have a walk, which will give us a bit of a boost. And it's all of those protective factors that are really, really important, especially during this time. If protective factors aren't necessarily strong enough, then we might turn to other more negative things like alcohol or not exercising, and these different things that we probably recognise drop off for us during those times. So really strengthening our protective factors can be a really, really good way of maintaining our mental health or improving our mental health if we recognise it's dipping. So nature forms a massive part of that. I know it does for me. Obviously, it does for you as well, Kirsty. So what if you're looking at breaking well-being down, I know you've been part of a campaign called One A Day MK. So talk to us about that. What are these different ways of well-being, and what does that mean for nature? How does nature fall into that?
I think the ways to well-being, there are five that the NHS Clinical Commissioning Group have picked up on and kind of created this campaign, the One A Day MK campaign. And I, when I started working on this, I quickly saw that all five are ticked, you know, when it comes to nature and community gardening. And those five are giving. So, you know, for example, giving time, which I think is probably, when you said about the protective factors, that was the one that really struck a chord, because I think when you give time to nature, you get so much back. I think that is a massive protective factor, in that if you slow down to give time, you're automatically then allowing yourself to just relax a little bit better, you know, and then look after yourself. So yeah, that was the one that struck me first. But giving, taking notice, so that comes back to giving, as I just said, being active, connecting, and learning. They're the five ways to well-being that I think community gardening and just being out in nature in general just tick all the boxes.
You said it had it all. Nature's got it all. And I think when you talk about giving, I think that sometimes people think, oh, I've got to donate, or you know, I've got to run a Just Giving page or something like that. And it's not necessarily always about that. It is that time element. And if people are lacking in any of those particular areas, so if you know, if you sit down and you really think, what am I doing for my well-being? If there are any areas that are lacking in that, then if you can find something or engage in something that has it all, then it can be absolutely amazing to get something across the board that you engage with that is going to give you that boost. And personally, I had Monday and Tuesday off this week, and I took the time to, I've got some, it's not like a garden at the front of my house, but it's like a raised bed, and I just, probably an hour or so, which I was feeling quite, I don't know how to describe it. And we don't have to describe how we feel all the time. Sometimes we just do feel blurt. So I felt blurt. And I was sat at home. I couldn't really get off the sofa. I was on holiday, but there wasn't really anything to do. So I know that at the front of my house, there's this this raised bed. And I took some scissors out and I had to trim some of the dead bits off and all of that sort of stuff, water it all. And even though throughout it, I had a bit of a sore back, I was sweating because being active, it certainly was that. And there was a huge element of satisfaction afterwards. And you know, even though I wasn't sort of donating to someone or anything like that, I was giving my time to look after this bit at the front of my house. And it had some massive, massive benefits afterwards. I didn't feel there anymore. It was great. And I'm not sure, in your role, you probably see that with people quite a lot. How do people sort of respond to community gardening with the people that you've seen involved in it?
I think the volunteers that we've got at the community garden at Westbury, one in particular strikes me because her confidence has grown so much. Because when we talk about giving, yeah, there is the whole idea of giving time, and you can literally go and sit in your back garden and give time to yourself and just, you know, be one with nature almost. But we have volunteers who give up their time to come and help. But in doing so, they get so much back from it because they're communicating with other people, you know, so they're getting to engage with other people who are like them or not. You know, you're meeting lots of new people, but we all teach each other new things, you know. So we've got a chef in our group who can give the most awesome recipes. And when we do our bring and share lunches at the end of the session, yeah, that the food is amazing. So when it comes to giving, there's so much we do because we can share the produce. We can create gifts from the produce that we have. And it's that whole feel-good factor as well, because what we're doing is giving something back, not just to each other, but to the environment and nature. But we're also growing our own food. And there's nothing more satisfying than that because it tastes so good. You know, so we're connecting with each other, we're connecting with where our food is coming from, it's chemical free, we're helping the birds and the bees and all the animals that are around us, we're getting fit out in the fresh air, we're working together with people in our local community, making it stronger, not needing to go to the supermarket so much and spend money. And yeah, we have a friendly robin that chips in and helps us, you know, helps us in the garden. it's just lovely. It's a really I don't know, really feel good kind of thing to do.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned robins as well, because I don't know whether anyone else does, but in my family, we kind of associate robin to people that might have passed away. So whenever I see a robin, it's my grandma, and it's something that, even though, you know, she's passed and it's a negative thing, when you see a robin, it kind of gives you that nice feeling. I mean, when you said about mind, body and soul, it's that soul thing, and you can have those little reminders when you are out in nature that kind of associate you to, you know, nice memories, or you can maybe begin to build those traditions if you don't have them. And one of the things that you said then around teaching each other different things, I think that when people think about nature, and the five ways, learning can sometimes be quite a daunting task. So we said about giving, not necessarily just donating money, it's giving time and things, either to yourself or to other people or to a project. And learning, I think, is something that people struggle with, because especially if there is a, you know, mental health wise, you might be feeling a little bit there, like I was at the beginning of the week. It might be that if you associate learning with learning a language or learning a new skill, that can be a really daunting task. But I suppose in nature, you've got to learn how to take care of things. And I suppose different things are taken care of in a different way. So with learning that sort of stuff, what sort of stuff have you learned or taught people about what you grow? Because I suppose it's not just flowers and stuff, it's things that you can eat, it's edible, you know, vegetables and fruits. So what's kind of the process around that?
I think with permaculture, the idea is that you're always growing food, you know, so one way or another, you're growing food that isn't necessarily just, you know, what you have in the allotment, your annuals that you just have to dig up, and it's just every year that you do it. We do that, but we also have the perennials that just keep coming back on their own. The whole idea is to make it low maintenance. So in terms of learning, there's so much, because I think first and foremost, when it comes to nature, the one thing that you learn is patience, because you have to be patient for something to happen. You know, you have to be sitting back and waiting for these things to happen. So, and as you were saying, the whole nurturing of taking a seed and nurturing it so it grows into, you know, your courgette at the end of, you know, a few weeks' time, and then having a decent recipe that you've shared with a friend for what to do with it. I think there's so much when it comes to learning, because we have all different age groups involved in our community gardens, and there are a lot of people who are into gardening that we learn from, you know, so there's certain things. I mean, I can't say I'm an expert by any means, but I've learned about how to prune the fruit bushes and when to do it. And I know it sounds quite basic, but those kind of things can make a world of difference for how much produce you have next year. You know, and with it being permaculture-led, there's different principles that are just known to us that we can then pass on, so that someone can go away and do that at home. An example would be creating your own soil. You know, so you can literally take a patch of grass and create a bed from it, not by doing it the conventional way and digging it all up and disturbing the soil, where there's all this amazing microorganisms doing their thing. Instead, we don't touch the soil, and we put a layer of cardboard, a layer of any kind of organic matter, so kitchen waste, some straw, a layer of manure, really rotted manure. You might put some more straw on, and then you top it off with some wood chip. And you've got this mound then, and you're basically creating your own soil, because you're suffocating it could be weeds, but in this case, grass. And then you plant into your bed that you've created, and it's called the lasagna mulch, what I've just described.
Okay.
But it works so well. And I didn't know anything about this, you know, 2 years ago. I was taught this from the people that are coming along and teaching me about permaculture, and some of the practitioners that we've had doing events for us. And I just think it's great, because it's a really low maintenance way of gardening, and it means I don't have to water as much because it retains the moisture so much better. And the soil is just so much more healthy and fertile. We've got so many more worms than you'd have on a typical garden because we're not messing with the soil. We're not turning it over. We're creating our own and we keep building on it. So when it comes to learning, I think we're constantly learning from each other. And I think that's life, really. Yeah. It's just we're just putting a label on it, aren't we?
And you say about like sort of younger people getting involved as well. So even if you have no idea about, I can imagine you might have had a basic knowledge of gardening or things before, but I've never heard of a lasagna mulch, is it? So yeah. I've never heard of that before, so now I've learned something. And it's just about passing that down, and that has so much, if you can teach somebody something, it has so much benefit to ticking those well-being boxes that we mentioned earlier. So that's absolutely amazing. So even if the community gardens might be closed at the minute because obviously there's a variety of restrictions going on, but it sounds like people can just do that at home and just take their food bin 1 week and put it on a patch of soil in their garden. That's amazing. So people can get involved even if these community gardens aren't free, and I can imagine that's something amazing to do with the kids and seeing things grow and getting started. So that's brilliant. We're going to come back after this and talk about a little bit more about the community gardens specifically, where people might be able to find them, other ways they might want to get involved. So we're going to take a little bit of a break and then we're going to come back and talk about that.
The MK Mental Health Hour with 123 Internet Group. MKFM.
Hello, welcome back to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour. With me, John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. We're here with Kirsty today. Just to mention as well, thank you very much for MKFM for continuing supporting the Mental Health Hour, hoping that you guys are getting a bit from today talking about nature, and also to 123 Internet for supporting the show. So, Kirsty, we've talked about the benefit of nature to our mental health and well-being. It kind of covers all of the different mental health and well-being aspects that we went through. So if people think that maybe there is a bit of nature lacking in their lives, or even if people are beginning to get back to work now and they've got used to walking in nature and visiting parks, and then all of a sudden there might be, you know, a commute that's being sort of edged into their lives again, and they might lose that or lose the opportunity to walk, and with weather getting a little bit worse now, people might start missing nature. So what is around Milton Keynes? What are you guys doing, and where are the community gardens?
There are so many, actually, and they tend to be in estates of Milton Keynes and very hard to find out about unless you know someone. It seems to be that way. So with our project, we started at Westbury Arts Centre and we have our forest garden demo plot there. And then we worked with a family centre called Daisy Chain in West Bletchley. So they have their own private garden for the youth group. And we're just working with the Parks Trust and the Wildlife Trust, so Berks, Oxfordshire, that Wildlife Trust, and we're looking at the Lakes Estate to establish one there. But what we're trying to do is, because we know there are so many, and we want people to basically volunteer and work on their own local one,
yeah,
we've got a map on our website, the Planting Up website. There's a map there that shows you where the community gardens are around Milton Keynes. And they're not all on there, so I would love to hear from people with ideas for where there are any that we've missed, and I'll add them. But what we want to do is support people. If you don't have one local to you, create one. You get together with your local community and create your own, because there's nothing better than getting out there and doing it your own way. It doesn't have to be the way that we're suggesting. You know, you just need to get a group who are all interested in doing this. So we've got resources on the website that will help you establish that site, and there's more to come. You just need to keep in contact with us, because we're working with so many different groups and so many different parish councils that we're here to support the creation of more. So when you say where they are, it's quite hard to identify them.
That's wonderful, and it would be so good if there's so much green space in Milton Keynes, and we're so lucky. And if we can use more of it to develop that permaculture, as you say, and reuse things and recycle a lot more and engage the community in it, then that's absolutely wonderful. So if people are understandably, the community gardens are currently closed with the current situation that's going on. So if people do have a garden, what's a good first step for people to take? You mentioned about lasagna mulch, which I absolutely love. So would that be a good start? How much space might they need if they wanted to get the kids involved? So where would people begin with that sort of thing?
Well, I hate to keep coming back to it, but on our site, we do have a grow your own page and lots of resources there to give people like steps as to how to do it. Because I think whether you have a garden or not, you can grow your own food. So in the garden, I'd say, the lasagna mulch is great, because most people have got some boxes lying around or some newspaper that they could start that off with and just start really getting their soil to a good place so they can plant in it. But even if you don't have a garden, if you had a big pot, you could grow a courgette plant in that quite easily. They grow so easily. And tomato, or little microgreens in a small tub on the windowsill. I think just starting, you'll see how easy it is and how fulfilling it is. So I'd say that if you just get, you could get some compost in from a garden centre or something and start with that. Or if you want to make your own, it's a great way of just taking your kitchen waste and putting it to good use, and you'll see the worms love it.
Yeah, and the amount of, I'm just thinking about all of the green bins down my street that get put out every week, and there must be so much that we can be using to grow our own food, save a bit of money, and then add to the community as well. If there is, if you just have a bag a week and you take it down and put it onto the community garden that's allocated. That's such a good community thing that you can do. So obviously they will be reopening. We're not too sure about that just yet, but we said about the Planting Up website where people can get some more details. So what is that website and what sort of stuff can you find on there?
The site is plantingup.co.uk, and we've got pages that are all about growing your own. So simple steps for what to do. We have the map, to find your nearest community garden, but also it has pinpoints for community gardens that are prospective as well. So where we've had some interest to say that a local group want to start their own, we're working with some of them, so you can see what's coming. I think the blog, we try and keep the blog up to date. You have a post on there at least every month, and the one coming soon is all about one particular volunteer we've had during lockdown who has just transformed the plot. It's gone we had quite a lot of weeds established because we weren't doing anything. And this one volunteer has just gone out of her way to do the majority on her own. It's been amazing. So there's always updates, and there's a newsletter that you can sign up to learn more. And I think generally we've got such a friendly bunch that we're constantly thinking of new ideas. So at the moment, the idea that's coming through is that we'll create some signs for the garden, and we might get some family centres, some of the children at the family centres to help do that. It's just, how do we do that together? So it's evolving all the time, but I think it's a really fun project. And I think whether we have people who want to join us at Westbury every month for a permablitz, garden work party, at the moment the centre is closed, but we're waiting for approval on a way forward, with regard to the COVID-19 situation, so that it's all done properly with social distancing. As soon as we have that approval, we're up and running again, and you'll see events start coming onto the site and being promoted there, as well as in the newsletter. So volunteers are more than welcome to join us there or in creating their own.
Amazing. Oh, great stuff. So we're going to round all of this up, round the show up, and just talk about, just cover off nature, why it's so good for our well-being, why it's so good for our mental health. So we're going to come back right after this and just summarize everything that the wonderful Kirsty's been talking us through today.
The MK Mental Health Hour with 123 Internet Group. MKFM.
Welcome back to the Milton Keynes Mental Health Hour with me, John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health. We're here with Kirsty Forshaw, just summarising our nature show. So we've talked about or referred to a previous show that we've done around protective factors and all of these things that we can build in to protect our well-being, and well-being consisting of those five different areas. So giving, taking notice, being active, connecting and learning, and how nature really encompasses all of those all at once. And there's some incredible things that Kirsty's looking after across Milton Keynes, and she's done phenomenal work with community gardens. And even though they are closed at the minute, there is a lot that you can get involved with just at home, whether you've got a garden, whether you've not got a garden. So we covered off lasagna mulch, which is something I'm not going to get over quickly. It's absolutely amazing. So people can, if they do have a garden, start putting your kitchen waste to good use, making sure that you protect and improve that soil so you can start growing things at home, whether it's just yourself, whether it's with your family, getting everybody involved in it. And if you're at home, using some compost or using that kitchen waste to create some in a pot. We also mentioned in the break about just using a shoebox, which might be probably best to line it with something so that it doesn't start dribbling on your floor and then you've got an extra thing to do. But just starting to grow something. And I'm assuming that you can get seeds and different things online, or even using things that you buy from the shop to regenerate those seeds. Is that something that is quite nice and easy to do, Kirsty?
Yeah, well, we're all about sharing. So every year we have seed swaps, and you'll find that most community gardens do that. So yeah, I think if anyone needs any seeds, just ask and they'll find them.
Oh, great stuff. So, please get involved with nature. It's absolutely amazing. And we're coming up to a time where a lot of us are going back to work. A lot of us have got used to walking outdoors and spending that precious time outdoors that we have. Even though it's loosened now, we are going to be going back to work, especially later on in the year when it gets a little bit darker. We might not have chance to visit nature as much as we've got used to. So these are really good ways that people can keep that up and keep that as part of their lives. So thank you so much, Kirsty. I really appreciate you joining us. So again, if people want to get involved with community gardening in Milton Keynes, how can they find out more about it?
I think just go to the Planting Up website, so plantingup.co.uk.
Amazing. And you can get your lasagna mulch on. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, come and sample our produce if you don't believe us. It's great. Yeah, we've got lots of gooseberries at the moment, so welcome to come and taste some of them.
Absolutely. So visit plantingup.co.uk. If anyone feels like they do need to talk to somebody, maybe they are just not finding that motivation, then Arthur Ellis is here to support you. So please visit our website, arthurellismhs.com. And we've got a self-referral form on there, so anyone from the age of 8 onwards can come and visit us for some support. So thank you so much, Kirsty. Really appreciate you joining us, and enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the nature.
Thanks, John. You too. Thanks for having me.
Take it easy. See you soon.
The MK Mental Health Hour and MKFM.